Unit 3. Warm up 2.
2A. 2. Listen to the conversation again and circle the correct answer. A. True, if the sentence agrees with the information. B. False, if it contradicts the information. C. Not given, if there is no information on this in the conversation.
Hi, Max. I hear you've been to Greece recently.
That's true. I went there for a music contest. Remember how you bullied me about my old black piano?
Easy, easy. We were both being silly in those days. Naturally, I felt jealous and hurt when you preferred that old black piano to cycling with me.
Oh.
It wasn't a nice thing to do anyway, and I said sorry for it, didn't I?
That's right, you did.
So, how was the contest? What was it like?
Oh, it was the most unusual contest I've ever been to. There were people from many different countries there, from Finland and Indonesia to Vietnam and the USA, the Philippines and China, and loads of others.
But how did you understand each other?
There were two languages we all understood well enough.
Two languages?
Yeah, music and the English language.
I see. And did everyone play the piano there?
No, but everyone could play a musical instrument. There were conventional pianos and violins, electric guitars and drums, romantic harps, and all kinds of national musical instruments. One guy even brought a didgeridoo.
A didgeridoo? What's that?
It's a sort of a long wooden flute. The Aborigines of Australia play it, and it's probably one of the oldest musical instruments in the world.
And is that guy an Aborigine?
Yes, he is. He was brought up in an Aboriginal family, but his parents integrated into the Australian multinational society, and he got a good education, both musical and general.
I just wanted to ask you.
Yes?
There were people from different countries there, with different values and different religious beliefs. It must have been difficult to understand each other. And I don't mean just the language.
I know what you mean. You want to know if there were any conflicts caused by cultural or religious reasons, don't you? Or if we had different points of view on some political events, things like that.
Exactly.
No, there were no problems of that kind, in spite of the fact that there were very different people there. There were people who practiced Christianity, and there were Buddhists and Muslims.
Mm.
But we all had common values, values like arts and music. Music can be very different, can't it? But we enjoy listening to all of it. We enjoyed our diversity, and we liked it that we were different because, let's face it, the world would be a dull place to live in if we were all alike, if we had the same ideas, played the same music, and wore the same clothes.
Yeah, that reminds me. About the clothes. Did you all wear national clothes?
No, we mostly wore casual clothes like jeans and t-shirts, and formal clothes for concerts when we performed. But for the farewell concert, which was followed by a great dinner, we wore traditional clothes, and it was the highlight of the whole event. There were lots of bright, unusual clothes all in one place.
And what was that Aboriginal guy wearing for the dinner?
Ned. His name was Ned. He was wearing a ceremonial costume typical for any Aborigine. A wide strip of fabric imitating shorts and, lots of body painting.